This week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Nature Box. Snacking better does not have to be boring and bland, especially when you snack with Nature Box. You know, Nature Box has over 100 snacks and they all taste good. They've got seasons and spices and flavors and all kinds of things that Black people like to use. All snacks are made from high quality, simple ingredients, which means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. How do they do it? How? Right now, Nature Box is offering the Read listeners 3 free snacks, Trace, with your first order when you go to naturebox.com/the read. That's naturebox.com/the read for 3 free snacks with your first order. Let's move on.
Hey guys, today's episode is also brought to you by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to bring your business into the age of the internet that isn't going to leave you lost and looking confused with a raggedy website, you can use Squarespace. They make creating a beautiful site super simple. Just add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. They've got great templates with customizable features just waiting for you to make them all your own. So go ahead and start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, code READ. Let them know we sent you, and let's start the show.
And I'm gonna. That's a mini bite now. It's already in your head. Dustin says this. No, you're gonna Google and I'm gonna.
No, I'm not, because that's not enough.
Dustin says this all the time. I say this because of Dustin all the time.
Okay, that's not good.
You have absolutely seen this movie.
Okay.
And I'm gonna. It's like the funniest part of a moment in the film.
See, every time you say it's gonna.
Chat's got it.
Who? And it's not The Fighting Temptations, is it?
The Fighting Temptations.
Well, because it sounds like it's part of a musical number.
Doesn't it?
And I'm gonna. Damn it.
Bring it back. And I'm gonna.
I don't know it. No, I can't
all right.
Get what you're doing, but I don't know
I'll
it.
I'll extend it.
Thank you.
I gave my God my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna.
Oh, yes. There's nothing you can say to take me away from my God.
It's called
Sister Act 2. First,
you
one. Sister Act 1.
We're right there.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Well, sorry. I couldn't remember which one that was.
You were right there. You could have just stopped. Like, Sister Act.
Well, I think I just said 2 because the 2 is my favorite. 2 is my favorite one, but the first one was good too. Also,
I actually prefer
really?
The first one because the kids got on my fucking nerves. I hated each and every one of them.
I didn't. The white boy. What was his name? The rapper.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.
And in my life, I put none before thee. Because since I was a youngster, I came to know that you was the only one to go. So, you done with G-O-D? Yeah, you know me.
Sir.
Frank K. That was his name.
Historic Macklemore.
Oh, I quote Sister Act 2 all the time. That's my fucking movie.
Well,
wow.
We weren't talking about her today. But either way, welcome to The Read and another day of Crystal being wrong about the quote.
I mean, I kind of got it after you gave me a much better hint.
Ish.
Way better hint.
You should have got, I mean, plenty of people already got it from the first.
Well, I don't, that, well
the
they're
first
not
portion,
here. They
like,
are not here. So, oh well. Congratulations to everybody on Instagram.
We're going back to the hard shit next week because where was even the challenge there?
As far as I'm concerned, we haven't deviated from the hard shit, but that's fine, friend. I'm actually not upset or bothered by this at all.
Fighting temptation. Do you remember when Free rapped?
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, don't do that to Free. She was so fine. Damn.
Woo! You know they're bringing TRL back.
For real? Like a real? Why? Who plays video? Who watches videos on TV anymore?
Because we're living in Trump's America, and apparently they just want to put people in danger. I mean, I don't go to Times Square anyway. So.
Well, first of all, I avoid Times. If I'm not getting paid to be in Times Square, you could bet your ass I am not there.
Let me tell you what I'm not getting blown up in the name of. Like,
oh, God, don't get me started. Yeah, I just don't see how a video show is going to work in 2017, but whatever.
Stand and we'll keep it alive.
All right, well, welcome to The Read.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another week of this. And we're alive. We're going to get it started. You know, I'm trying to keep it together and just to breathe because I know that today is going to be exhausting.
Have you heard the Reclaiming My Time song?
I have.
Isn't it so good?
Yes.
It's a true gospel hit.
I'm actually familiar with Michael Kilgore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sings his face off, but that was just, the internet didn't deserve it.
He was my black excellence, because that song just really, it turned my whole day around. It lifted my mood.
Truthfully, Aunt Maxine, you know, yes. I don't, there's just nothing else.
Not enough, like, not enough good words exist for Maxine Waters.
My soul simply says yes.
Did you see that she saw it? She tweeted him and was like, headed straight for the Grammys, love it, or something like that. She's so cute.
She is like the definition of Shiro. Like,
yes. Damn.
She's just out here putting white people in their place and living for the fact that we live for it.
Straight up talking about, listen, white man, I asked you a very direct question. You're not about to sit up here. Don't run in my resume. I was
there. I know I'm lit.
Thank you so much for the compliments, girl, but I've been hearing them all my life. About
duh,
the letter that I sent, though.
But about why we're here. About why we're here.
Yeah.
Every time he opened his motherfucking white ass mouth like he wasn't gonna.
Because he didn't. She kept being like, here's the question. Answer it.
What am I doing? I'm reclaiming my time. What about my time? Reclaiming it. Thanks so much.
I thought that if I was asked a question, I could answer it.
Reclaiming my time. Okay, you're missing the true fact. All of this is my time.
Yes.
Like, this time belongs to me.
Yes.
You're wasting it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take it back. I'm reclaiming all of my time. Shut up.
Right.
Unless you're answering my question.
She said, explain the rules and don't take it out of my time. Give me my time back.
If ever you are in search of a mantra.
When you're dealing with these white folks or these straight folks or these cis folks or anybody else in a position of power.
Quite frankly, New York City weather.
I mean, another oppressor, the MTA. MTA, I'm reclaiming the hours I have lost with you bitches. Probably days.
All of it back. Plus interest.
Yes. I want it all. Yes. Thank you, Maxine Waters, for that battle cry.
So for me this week in Black Excellence, it goes out. Oh God, Jesus, me and names. This one's actually not that bad. I believe it is Joel Kiyoko. Joel is 17 years old. And from Nairobi.
Okay.
In Kenya. Now, here's why 17-year-old Joel is black and excellent. Because he was just awarded a place at the English National Ballet School in London, which is a prestigious school for ballet out there and such which. Now, according to Independent, Joel grew up in they call it a slum. That word makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
But it's the name of this area is Kawinda, I believe. And it says here that they suffered from a fire in March that forced 2,000 people into the streets. So, while Joel, you know, is or has been dancing in the U.S. and stuff like that, he's saying that this is important to him because of kids back home who don't have anything, and he really wants to set an example for them, and there's a lot of pressure on him for that. But as far as the dancing itself goes, he accompanied his female cousin to a ballet class at one time and says at the time he had merely intended to make a nuisance of himself. So probably much like myself.
Showed up to be a dick and be annoying, get in the way.
This is 3 years ago. So he's like early mid-teens.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, he did all this in 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had been taking ballet all his life or some shit.
No, no. This is recent.
Wow. That is amazing.
He went to go fuck around and piss his cousins off and embarrass them. Probably like some shit I would do. Turns out that after taking some men's classes himself, he realized that this is what he wanted to do with his life.
Nigga is gifted.
And what would you know? He's a fucking prodigy.
And now, like, right. And now look at you. Just about to go dance with the, what was it? London School of
the English Incredible Ballet National. Oh, I'm offending people. Okay, let me stop. English National Ballet School in London. One day I will have a really good English accent.
Mm-mm, I never will.
I'm going to just, you know, shock all of the girls.
I be thinking I sound like Adele, and everybody says, you do not sound like Adele. You don't.
Never.
I try so hard.
It's never happened. Never once.
I always thought I had a really good British accent.
So yes, Google this young man, Joel, K-I-O-K-O. They have a photograph here of him doing something I wish I could do, not just because of passion and art form, but because I want to impress Trey. But here you go, like this split is just out of this world.
Wow.
You know?
Now that's a hell of an Instagram picture right there. You're going to get a lot of likes if you can do that.
So I just thought that was sickening because Africa has created yet another record-breaking, chart-topping, badass.
Just prodigy person, just out of nowhere.
Hanging out and being naturally gifted. And also, I don't really hear about male ballet dancers that much. Mm-hmm. So, that was cool.
Well, congratulations to him.
Now on with the nonsense in Hot Tops. We got to get like a sound thing for that or something inappropriate.
Yeah, I wonder what if Dwayne has something.
Hot Tops. No, that sounds like...
That sounds like porn, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds...
Alrighty. Well, two of these are good news. Well, one of them is good news if it's true, and the other one sounds like it's good news, but I'm gonna wait.
It probably is not.
So, let's start with that one, then. So, Amazon is reportedly working on a drama from Will Packer and Aaron Magruder.
Okay, this sounds promising.
The show is called Black America, and it is an alternative history series that will, quote, explore a world in which newly freed African Americans have secured the southern states of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Oh, yes.
As reparations for slavery. The new nation known as New Colonia has a tumultuous relationship with the United States government.
No shit.
So post-reparations America, where Negroes have their own shit.
We have our own official country, just located
basically
at the just south of the rest of the U.S.
And the rest of the country, I guess.
Well, you had me when you said we had three states all to ourselves. You mean we get to have our own constitution, our own police?
First of all, we get Louisiana, so New Orleans is ours.
Right. Which New Orleans has always been ours.
Like officially.
Yes.
Mississippi and then Alabama.
Which all have their own, you know, culture and history. I think the interesting thing is, are they going to show routing all them white folks out of Alabama?
Oh,
and
that would be lit.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to start like when... You know, like in the middle of things.
And then we get like a flashback to
that would be great.
When they evicted the whites. Oh, man, that would be dope.
I just cannot wait to see what's gonna. This sounds like, oh, God, why did I just randomly forget his fucking name? Get out.
Jordan Peele.
This sounds like Jordan Peele woke up and read this and was like, damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, Will Packer and Aaron Magruder, I'm already intrigued, and then the premise, you got me, so I'll be watching it.
But the reason I said I'm going to wait and see is because you never, like, these two, especially this little light-skinned Aaron nigga right here.
He stays in some trouble, don't he?
Nigga don't care.
He don't.
He's like, but the point.
Yeah.
Get to the point. Right. That nigga will piss everybody. He really don't care.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But the reason I've always been such a big fan of him and the Boondocks and all of his work is that
God,
even
the
when
is so good.
Jesus,
it was so good,
and literally sank as soon as he was like, "I'm not doing this anymore."
Yep.
But he, when even when he told the line for everybody, black, white, like male, female, straight, what it, like whatever he was talking about, I could always see what the message was at the mm-hmm. end. I was just like, you are a ballsy, no fucks given ass young black man.
Yeah. The R. Kelly episode is still
enough. Season
one. Still gold all by himself.
Season one.
Damn. I mean, he nailed it then, and it's still accurate. Like the way y'all act about R. Kelly, still valid today. And he's still out here with these kids, but okay.
So, I mean, that's something to look forward to. I don't know. I guess it'll be maybe like an, I don't know if this means it'll be like an Amazon exclusive, or will it be produced by Amazon and sold somewhere?
I'm sure it will be Amazon exclusive.
That's fine with me. I watch plenty of shit on Amazon as it is now. I've given up the DVD since the girls are DVD shaming.
Really?
Yes. Every time I buy some stuff, like a DVD or a Blu-ray movie or something, somebody's always like, I didn't know people still bought stuff. Like, bitch, damn. You've never been. Shut your mouth. Also in the news that's possibly good news. Now, this I kind of believe, although it's not official, so grain of salt.
Okay.
Beyonce documentary. Coming later this year.
I saw that rumor.
So the Beehive team on Twitter posted this. I was told that they're pretty accurate with their predictions or whatever. Okay. Their exclusive tea, whatever. but this is what the post says. A new Beyonce docufilm chronicling her second pregnancy, Lemonade, politics, and backlash to formation, the Black Lives Matter movement, and addressing infidelity rumors in her marriage will be ending by the end of the year. This is clearly not official. Lord, that was a long-ass sentence. The documentary will be a grittier look at the last 2 years of Beyonce's life, including an emotional tour stop in Glasgow, Scotland. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, remember that's the one where she...
Oh, yeah, right. After the deaths of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile.
Yeah, she really turned up the black that night.
Various stops on the formation tour will be a part of the film. But the full concert has been recorded in 4K HD.
Of course.
And... literally what I said.
She don't half-ass nothing.
Like, what? New technology? I want a piece. And I think they got like 8K now. Wait till she finds that out.
Oh, Lord.
Four and four. Made I was about to four say. And four. Eight. Like, I don't know.
I thought
whatever.
She was about to do it.
You know, she's
thought,
doubling shit.
I thought
whatever.
She was about to turn it into a joke about the twins.
Absolutely. Everything is two. Everything is Shaka and Faka. What the fuck did you think?
That is a really comforting phrase.
It really just feels right a
Everything
lot.
Is Shaka. Everything in Faka. Yes, Lord. Speak to me.
And her, like, flow on that.
She's doing it. 4 years old. What,
gifted.
Five? Whatever.
The tour is mainly centralized around shows in New Orleans and Brooklyn, appearances by Big Frida, Kendrick Lamar, Serena Williams, Jay-Z, and more. And then the rest of this pretty much says that it was super expensive to make. There was a...
no shit.
Duh. No, it was cheap. A bidding war was going on between HBO and Netflix. The plan is to release it exclusively on Tidal. With digital HD purchases being available, and then a possible DVD Blu-ray release as well. Clearly, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, just take my money.
Where it's
just take it.
I want digital, physical, hologram, virtual reality, like IV. Give me everything.
I want it all. All right, Beyonce.
It just says stay tuned. So I don't know if it'll be on HBO. I don't know if maybe that's
I mean,
accurate.
Lemonade came out on HBO.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's had a...
And Life is But a Dream,
good
too.
Relationship
yeah,
with them.
So...
I think the On the Run tour was on HBO.
Oh, yep, it was.
So, I could see that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this at all. If she chooses to give us, you know, any more insight into her life, I'll take it. But I'm also just not pressed or thirsty for it. I don't need any more details than what they've already given us through the music. So
the reason I believe it, I think, is because I'm sure Beyonce has a lot she want to get off of her chest, like a lot. And I think that this is the way she's probably going to choose to do it for a while, if not for like
ever.
The rest of her performing career. Yes. Because you have full control and full say of what's said, what's shown, what isn't when your company is the one that's doing it. They've shown that the shit comes out and it looks fucking good.
Right.
And I'm really collecting my edges one at a time and laying them neatly in a row next to each other.
You have to preserve them now.
Absolutely.
Keep them oiled up.
Because I know that, like, if we just go through what's being said here, the second pregnancy, Lemonade, and just the process of making that.
I mean, really, the second pregnancy by itself would be plenty to talk about.
That could be one whole thing.
Right.
Lemonade could be just like behind this, creating that, the music, shooting the videos.
Oh, that makes sense, because DeRay posted a picture with him and Beyonce, and he said it was from a couple of years ago. And in the background, you could see Lemonade stills and stuff on the wall or whatever. So I think she was working on all that at the same time.
Probably. She probably been there.
She is so fucking sneaky, right? Way before the tweet. She got pregnant like, oh, I can add this to the documentary.
Addressing all of the boycotts and the mad cops. I'm sure that will be a
yes.
part of that. The Black Lives Matter movement, I'm sure DeRay already did film, beat his face.
Real.
I'm sure they already got DeRay together.
DeRay was like, I'm knows. Actually totally ready for my 8K HD.
What is that like, DeRay? What is it like to be a part of the inner circle and know things
yeah.
and sit and wait
yeah.
for her to reveal? Because I know.
And just like, go have meetings with Parkwood when you're just in front of a camera.
They're friends.
Wow.
And then, of course, Jay-Z not being shit until recently. So.
How my husband finally grew up at age 51.
And probably Blue Ivy's debut music video.
No, I'm not ready for that. Oh, bitch, let me make sure my bonnet is tied on good, because I lose it. See, now I'm
directed
hyped. This needs to be
husband.
Real.
Like,
now I'm getting all excited. I'm going to be pissed if it's
can
not
you imagine
real.
Little baby cranes in the sky?
Oh, no. I can't.
Whatever it is fine. It could literally be Beyonce doing those, what are they, ASMR videos? Have you seen that black lady eating a pickle?
Yes, what is that about? Why are niggas watching this lady chew?
Beyonce, please just release that. Just let that be the movie. Eating
no,
some pickles, some biscuits
no,
into a microphone. I would die. I would actually buy it.
I am 4.5 months pregnant. And all I want is biscuits with honey butter and jalapeno
just
pickles.
5 straight minutes of Beyonce eating Popeyes while she's pregnant. I live. Please. Anyway, I'm
I went
just
to Formation so many times, and she had hella cameras set up. Like, they had a whole full
US
scale. Hella. Well, I've
come
been
on, Insecure.
Insecure is doing that to me.
It sure is.
Because all the episodes are hella something.
Right.
So, but yeah, she has
oh, we'll talk
that
about
whole
that
team of people, you know, filming stuff. They on them real fancy movie set type of things.
Them flying.
Yeah. Niggas is just swooping down
shit,
with cameras.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
You got Iron Man shooting your goddamn concert, Beyonce?
Yeah, it's like a certain seats you can't sell because the equipment is going to be in the way. Like,
I just
that's
hate
how
her.
This bitch
like,
does
she's
it.
Just,
she's actually disgusting.
But you never know because, you know, she also has her fucking laboratory, her Creole history
oh,
book
yeah. mm-hmm.
with all of these, like, I imagine
true
it is like a maze, like something in the Matrix or something, of just a bunch of little tiny 20-inch TVs, and they just continuously play
right.
like moments throughout the years of her life in no particular order, just a room
right.
of all of her footage.
Yeah, no, she definitely does have a crypt full of like basically every documented moment of her life. But I remember when South Tidal came out and Jay-Z was like, oh yeah, she just picked songs, you know, she has hundreds more that have
yeah.
never been released, and we just dance around and
yeah.
listen to them.
And
Blue
fuck
loves
you.
A couple that y'all will never hear.
In your life.
You fucking plebs.
Too bad. I live.
Yeah,
I
take my money, Beyonce. Take it.
Whatever it is, I'm buying 3. All right, well, that was just about it for all of the positive moments this week.
Okay.
From there, we have...
not your voice got high. How bad is it, shit?
So... Sheree Whitfield has a new man Who's incarcerated?
What? Oh, you took me up and then you dropped me. Nigga, I was about to be like, okay,
so did he. So
you got broke up by, wait, a nigga in jail broke up with you? Can they do that? Can you break up with somebody if you can't go nowhere?
Well, they're in a relationship now.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you meant she got dropped.
No, she is in a new relationship.
Are these pictures at prison?
He's got on his... They're giving you the backdrop.
That shirt looks institutionalized.
They're giving you, very much, with the little button and the collar. They're giving you this baby shower chair in the back that they like to do.
Okay, so what's the story? Did they meet? No, you can't meet in prison. Well, there's websites for that, right?
So apparently, no. So, okay. She allegedly started dating this man before he was convicted for scamming millions.
Damn.
You were on the whole season with Phaedra.
Right. How did you get involved with somebody who did the exact same thing?
Did Apollo introduce you? Or like...
Ooh-wee. Mm.
Anyway.
That's a damn good question.
So, I mean, this to me
That's
seems,
one way to get a storyline.
Boom. That's literally what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
Because they're all, you know, hard at work right now.
Yeah.
And as the season draws closer and closer, we'll hear more random news about something Candy going through.
Yep.
Heard Phaedra Parks is in the middle of something right now about a house. Yeah. I'm sure she'll be back on
the
next
season.
Oh,
yeah. Something about... I saw Dustin tweeting about it.
Yeah, I retweeted it. She tweeted... She tweeted something like rumors about me leasing a house are a lie or something like that. And Dustin retweeted her and said, well, you would know. Or right. You would know.
Yes,
yeah,
you would know
because like
that's what you do. Lying is your fave. So, but what is Sheree going through?
Who cares? Do you see these photographs of her when this hood ass pose and this bun? Like,
oh yeah,
look at the nails.
This is such
and the shirt says wifey.
Nishori, we're too damn old for this. We don't do this.
Thank you.
We're too old for this.
You're like,
y'all are, these are high school glamour shot pictures that y'all are
down.
This is like when you and your boo would go to the mall and take pictures.
Absolutely. This look like them old hood ass clubs in Florida where niggas be taking pictures in front of them airbrushed pictures
and shit.
Them fucking
backdrops. Niggas used to wait and pay money to take pictures.
Pay money.
Pay their money to take pictures in front of this raggedy airbrush.
For the hood photographer to take pictures of them in front of a fucking airbrush dunk.
Terrible pictures.
Catalog, whatever the fuck y'all call it. Cadillac.
No. What?
What do you call dunk riders? Cadillacs or...
Donk riders.
Donk
riders.
Do they not even call it that anymore?
Well, I'm
sure.
You
know what I'm
saying? In Oklahoma, nothing
Cadillacs,
is a donk rider.
Old boys.
Okay, yeah. I think we just called them Cadillacs because that's what everybody's
Caddies?
Cadillac looks like. Oh, Lord. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're going to see more and more from the Housewives as the new season date approaches.
I'm just imagining that her storyline will have...
Oh yeah, can you
many
get
scenes
married?
Of her on the phone? I guess like, lots of subtitles in charades.
Trying to whisper little nasty things. Trying to have phone sex. Ugh, ew. Never mind. I gross myself out.
I mean, they look cute together, no shade. So if she's happy, good for her.
No,
better than
No, this is actually sad. I mean, I hope she's doing it for a storyline. Because otherwise, what is Sheree? 45 years old. You are really. In a relationship like devoted to a man who just went to prison for stealing millions of dollars. That's what you're doing with yourself. How bad you want to be in a relationship.
She's sure. Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. That is sad. And I hope you are doing it for the sake of having a peach, because otherwise that is really pathetic. And you need to grow up and get some self-esteem about yourself.
It's also interesting.
I'm just saying.
To watch.
I'm just saying. I'll be watching this new season. So
I was going to watch regardless, but this,
especially if they confront Phaedra's lying ass.
Everything about this hug and this bun just really,
yeah.
And this wifey shirt.
I'm not with it.
Moving on to another moment in reality stars doing the most. Safari, I just want to say that I really, I enjoy you. You know, you are like explicitly Jamaican. Just
yes.
So Jamaican. And I love it. You know, I love the authenticity in being a Jamaican person who will speak Patois and nobody in the room knows what the fuck you're saying. But you don't care because...
Because
you're
why
Jamaican
would you? Right.
And you do what you want. The outbursts, I love them. I think he's funny. I feel bad that the hairline implant is so visible,
yeah.
But I warned you.
Yeah.
So,
I like Safari too. His reality TV persona is not the most annoying on that show by far.
Not
by
nearly.
A long motherfucker. Ray J is still. Did you watch the scene where they all jacked off in the cups to see whose sperm count was the highest? And right beforehand, Safari and Ray J were sitting in a room with a jar of that fucking coconut oil. And I said, Ray J.
I did not see
they're
that.
They're about to jack off with the coconut oil. That's what it's here for.
I did not see that. So what I do is skim. Unless, like, I skim. So I saw them go into the little room or whatever, into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyrica was there and I was like, this is strange. And so I skipped forward and all I saw after that was them actually getting the results.
Yeah.
So they beat off with Safari's.
That I think that was supposed to be the implication. Why else is the coconut oil at the fertility clinic?
That was
why
probably a joke and a shameless plug.
At the exact
hope.
Same time. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they weren't in a real fertility clinic. I hope not. I really hope not.
God, I hope not.
But Ray J imagine? Having a low sperm count didn't surprise me either. And he looked like he just boiled his balls on a regular basis. Like, he don't really take good testicular care.
Boil his balls.
Yeah, you know, like sitting in hot water all the time. I meant that in a literal sense. I don't know what you thought I meant. Well, not literal, but like sitting in... You know what? Now I feel shamed.
It's like the task of hand. Safari.
I mean, like sitting in jacuzzis and shit with hoes on.
No,
the time.
I get it now.
Okay.
Bold as balls. Safari, you know, is having the time of his life.
Mm-hmm. He should. Point. He should.
And he decided to show some gratitude to Mona Scott Young for being a big part of his newfound fame. He posted her picture on Instagram with the caption that says a lot. When I had the world against me without even knowing who I was, you were the only person. Punctuation marks are so important.
They really matter a lot. They change the whole meaning of your sentence sometimes.
Everything. like it could be a whole one comma period.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. You were the only person who gave me a fair shot. Didn't judge, didn't assume, didn't care who I was with or not.
Oh, okay. Who I was with or not.
I'm just struggling.
I know you are, friend.
Had to be one of the darkest times of my life. Imagine helping build an empire, walking away from it with nothing, and having everyone shun you just because you're not the bigger star. I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say, Mona Scott Young. You are out here saving lives.
Saving your life.
Yours.
Ruining the rest of these girls.
I mean, okay. And entertaining millions across the world. How could you hate on a black woman for doing that? This is our Oprah. Whether you want to admit it or
what?
Not.
Oh, are you out of your fucking mind? Did Mona come in and be like, know your place, little nigga?
Of course she didn't. Take it how you want. It's facts. Side note, I'm booked and busy. Love you. Hashtag Stunger.
Now, I don't care if you want to suck Mona's dick on Instagram because she has given you a lot.
I was going to say, let me tell you something. Mona Scott's shows are trash.
Uh-huh.
We all know that.
She knows that.
She knows that. Right. So
they're trash that sell.
They are trash that sells. And I think these people they give them the platform and say, we don't have a problem with you lacking shame. We actually encourage you to act a goddamn fool because you'll shoot more scenes that way and you'll make more money. Now, you know what I'm saying? Past that, I don't think that Mona Scott is the one who is causing these women to have leaky booties on their goddamn furniture. You know, so.
Okay, well, that is one way of putting it.
She's simply giving hood rats and people who don't give a fuck about putting their business out there an opportunity to do so.
People who really have no shame.
None.
Who are like, I will tell my business. And public perception of Safari could not have gotten much worse than what it was.
So for him
to go on reality TV and be charming and cute and Jamaican and eating and minding his business and looking at people crazy and all that, yeah, niggas are into it.
Right.
When you got to Oprah, though,
you
lost it all the way.
You were so close.
You could have a Mona Scott Young appreciation day, but to call her our Oprah, like you didn't grow up also with Oprah, like Mona didn't grow up. Like Oprah is everybody's Oprah, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
She's still Oprah.
She's still doing it. What? She spent 25 years on a talk show that was massive, like broadcast on every kind. If niggas was watching TV in Antarctica, they was watching Oprah. And then you compare her to Mona, who is doing her thing. I'm not shitting on
that. Right, I can't.
But you compare all of the shit Oprah went through and everything she has accomplished, all her fucking accolades to Mona Scott Young. If I was Mona, I would have logged on and been like, appreciate you so much. You're going to get your standard 5% raise next season.
Right, absolutely.
But Oprah, be serious. Be serious.
All calm down. Like, Safari, I'm really happy that you're happy and you're in a good place. But sweetie,
let's just be
don't
rational.
You ever say no shit like that ever again. Do you really want for Oprah to send her goddamn Cyclops and all her dragons and the rest of her enchanted creatures
like Daenerys's
to
dragons.
Come and we are not doing this today.
I'm just telling you, I know she has some.
How
three.
Many? What are they named?
Now that I don't know. But right. I know she has them.
Named after?
I don't know that either.
She said it on the last episode.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Herself, because she don't need nobody else. You know what got her through all them years? Respect. No, it doesn't matter. You're right. I shouldn't have brought up Daenerys. But you were right about Oprah and her weapons.
We are. We both are. We're both right about that.
I didn't tell you, but I watched the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Like, I mean, girl. You might as well just go back and watch it. Beyonce watches it. I'm sure she covers her eyes when it gets extra gross, because it does get extra gross sometimes. But the show is just interesting. Like, you see all of this. Like, oh my, it's just a horrible place to start.
The Lannisters.
Crystal.
No, I went back and watched the first episode of the first season.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, but you still, what's happening now that you've seen?
It has been built up over the past several years. No, I get it.
It's just so rewarding if you, like.
I like it this way.
Word.
The Lannisters are awful, though. They are really terrible people.
They all suck. Like, they all suck. Don't nobody give a fuck about your dead bastard daughter that we saw twice, girl. Like. Like, bitch, what?
But I'm saying, remember the very first episode, they pushed Bran off of the thing.
Yeah. And he still can't walk.
I mean, but hell, I thought he was going to die. So to see him in the next episode just laying there.
Because he caught them being incestual.
Yes. Ugh. Ugh.
And now she want to just fuck and be like, I don't care. The help can see you in my bed, bitch. Mm. Now I'm freeing out with my pussy out over my brother's dick because I'm just that bitch. Bran still can't walk, you bald-headed asshole.
Yeah.
And that wig really is terrible.
I don't understand why. In the earlier episodes, it's longer and it's so much better.
She went through a lot. That's why she has short hair now.
Well, I'm not there yet. I'm at Sansa having a crush on Joffrey and the wolf saving Bran's life. And, Samwell is not a very good fighter. He's not going to do good on the Night Watch. And some other stuff. But I'm not to all that extra yet.
All I'm saying is that Queen Cersei needs a royal hairdresser.
She knows she does. Somebody needs to come get that lace front
like,
together.
They hate you too, girl.
No one in all of Westeros can come do this. Westeros. That's what it looks like, damn it.
That is the blackest pronunciation.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's not far off. It's just like how I used to say Funyuns instead of Funyuns. All my friends used to be like, why do you say
Funyuns?
It says Funyuns. But it's Funyuns. Like onions, that's not.
Ooh, and Lord Tyrion, not Tyrion. That was my bad.
I didn't even think that's what you said last time.
But Tyrion proving that he wasn't a shit Lannister when he saved Kat's life from that man. Remember when they got attacked by the hill people or whatever?
Basically, Cersei Pence you know, she's pretty much like Mike Pence. I would call her Trump, but she's not stupid. You know, she's not dumb.
She's waiting for her moment to take over.
The Lannisters are pretty much the Trump administration and always have been. And they don't fuck with Tyrion because he's a dwarf and they never have. Oh, and he also, well, I mean, you might watch. So
is Tyrion Tiffany Trump? Is he that person? Like the rest of them don't really claim her.
You know what? Yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't.
But, like, they like hate him.
So Cersei's husband, this king person, he isn't in the new season, so I'm sure he dies at some point. I just don't know when or why. And Arya's daddy, he seems like he's too good for these people. He's gonna probably die soon too.
He is very good. Okay. He's really good.
He seems like really decent. You know, they wanted to kill the Dothrakis. No, they wanted to kill Daenerys because she's pregnant by her crazy husband, Jason Momoa. He's so fine. But so they found out she was pregnant and they wanted to kill her.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, no, he dies too? Okay. Well, you know what? I'm late. I can't be mad at spoiler. Yeah,
you damn sure can. And I almost felt bad for half a second. But like,
no, it's my fault. I've actively avoided this show for so long. Anyway.
It's just so good.
What were we talking about?
Mona Scott Young never being Oprah.
Oh,
like, girl.
Yeah, no. That will never be it. That'll never be the case. So, let's just not.
Like, no shade. Not even Shonda. Like.
Yeah, no, and Shonda would say the same.
Shonda would say the same thing if you called
anybody
her
Oprah. Anybody whose name you could throw in as today's Oprah would be like, actually, Oprah's my Oprah and y'all's Oprah.
Like anyone.
And y'all's kids Oprahs.
So. And you chose to call Mona Scott Young Oprah because she gave you some checks and Nicki Minaj won't.
He was just so excited because he has a lease in his own name now and he's paying the rent on time. The light's not getting cut off no
That's
more.
Right.
He just got excited and he started thinking about all the blessings Mona Scott Young has put in his life. He got carried away. That is the only rational explanation.
Well, if nothing else, congratulations for being one of very, very few people who are on Love and Hip Hop and seem to like be okay on it.
You know, like, he's also probably making more than everybody else on that show. Or if not tied with Ray J or some shit. Because I can't imagine his rate is less than. What is that girl? Oh, see, I don't even know their fucking names.
Keisha Cole?
I forgot she was on for a second. Keisha Cole makes me sad on that show, girl. Like, you really just still putting up with ain't shit niggas.
A nigga named Boopy.
The nigga cheated on you and still lives in your house? And he talking about, yeah, after I stopped playing in the league and all that, Keisha never turned her back on me. She always held me down. This is why I tell y'all not to be no down ass, hold a nigga down ass bitch. Because what is he going to do? Turn around and do you wrong any fucking way. Girl, you better take care of your
Shooting
damn
scenes
self.
For a Brooke Valentine's miniseries.
So sad. Ugh.
Playing a love interest for her. Like, Brooke, just come back.
Oh, Brooke Valentine. She looks stupid as hell on this show, too. Talk about
I don't
her
believe
man talking about he hired a paralegal.
A paralegal. And then the paralegal is on the show.
Right. Talk about that's my boyfriend. Girl, nobody hires a paralegal to get divorced.
Either way, I at least can say that I'm having mostly fun with this season so far.
Yeah, they're gonna ruin the mocking. It
because
is
it's
great.
So funny. All right. So what's next? We're almost done, actually.
All right. Good. Get on out of here.
Amber Rose. Was on the Drink Champs podcast, which is pretty popular.
Her dumbass.
Which, first of all, I thought this was so funny. Like, the whole time that she was speaking in this clip on this podcast, all I could hear was Nori doing this. I died every time that
nigga smoked weed while recording.
I was just like, he's not kidding him. He's blowing the smoke directly into the microphone. This podcast is lit. Like, anyway, so I don't really know what specifically they needed to talk to Amber Rose about, but at some point she started talking about growing up in South Philly, and she referred to the area or the people in the area as not traditionally beautiful. And then she kept saying, being someone that's blessed with beauty is so hard, as women who are blessed with beauty know. And basically, like, plenty of people in South Philly wouldn't believe that she was from there. They would think she was from LA or something because she's blessed with beauty.
So, no, Amber.
Of course you got flamed for that.
Yes, she did. Who has held you down more than black women in Philadelphia or from Philadelphia? Who has held you down more than the women that you just shat on and called ugly? Because they not light-skinned and look like you? First of all, I've seen older pictures of Amber Rose, and you wasn't always looking like that. Not to say, I'm not calling you ugly.
No, not by any means. But I would have never seen her in the hood and been like, you must be from LA.
Been no like, wait, shade. Wait, that bitch is stunning.
Like, right.
Like, Miami? Los Angeles?
You model? Like, that I would have never.
Never. Like, a pretty enough girl, and that is that.
She honestly looks like, and even to this day, no shade, but like, in them older pictures, she just looked like a lot of, like, light-skinned mixed girls that be at Sweet Heat with they stud. Like, I see a million of those girls on Miami Beach, honestly,
yeah,
all of the time.
That's true.
That's but they're true. Not from there. So, like,
it was just, it was totally unnecessary. It was such a bullshit comment. You just wonder,
it was
like,
just such a dumb thing to say.
What is it about you that makes you feel like you're prettier than all the other girls from where you came up? Examine that, bitch. Unpack that.
Well, she responded afterwards on her, I guess this is Instagram Live or Snapchat or something. I don't know. One of them things. So many places to put your face these days.
It's true.
But she basically said that she didn't mean it that way.
I did not mean to say that y'all was ugly. I meant
you
to
ugly
think it.
Bitches. I just meant to just keep it to myself. But with Nori blowing all that weed smoke in my face.
I caught a contact eye.
Just forgot. No, essentially she was saying that to other people, like to society, people from her area weren't traditionally beautiful, but she said this before. This isn't the first time she said this particular part, but she was like, I always was like, I was jealous of them. I thought they were beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And she recently said that. When she was talking about how she was talking about colorism, you remember? And she was saying how, like, dark skinned girls used to hate on her and beat her up. And she like, I think y'all are so beautiful. I wish I had your skin color. And they would be mad at me because they would think that I was traditionally pretty. And right.
Yeah.
So, and she caught a bit of heat for it when she did that. Mm-hmm. So it was like, if nothing, Amber, that maybe should have been enough for you to be like, I either shouldn't discuss this blessed with beauty shit that I'm so fascinated with, or I should really work on figuring out a way to articulate myself well enough so that I don't sound like an asshole when I do talk about it.
Yeah.
Because this ain't the first time she's like, well, I didn't mean for it to come off that way, but it's similar subject matter. So then why don't you practice what you're trying to say first?
Right, because if people keep getting mad at you expressing your opinion, then you need to start thinking about how you can express your opinion more accurately.
Yeah.
If it's always, oh no, y'all are taking it the wrong way, then bitch, reassess your words and try again. Use the words that actually mean the things that you're feeling. Try that, first of all. But this is why I don't believe Amber Rose anytime she starts talking about her feminist shit and rah-rah girls coming together and all this, and you know, everything is about vaginal superiority and solidarity, and just every time she goes on her feminist kick, I'm like, no, girl, I don't trust it. And this is why you follow it up with something like this that should be feminism 101, or like at the bare minimum, why are you even talking about other women, poor women, women of color, women who don't have access to beauty in the way that you do? Why is this even a topic of conversation? Why even say something that could make it look like you're shitting on people who don't have the opportunities and the access that you do? But again, Amber Rose don't know shit about feminism. She just knows about selling the Amber Rose brand. And so when feminism matches her marketing goal, then she uses that. And when it doesn't, she doesn't.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Amber, whatever.
Not a very good not a smart.
No, not a smart comment on top of, you know, already making not smart comments. She just something, I don't know, VH1 squares, hip hop squares, whatever it is that she's doing.
Safe word.
Something, whatever. Just do that, girl. But the feminism thing, leave that alone.
In unrelated news, Amber Rose also apparently officially lost that whole strip club name.
No shit.
I think we were all just kind of waiting for that to happen. But the club The fake Ace of Diamonds apparently is now going by the Diamond District.
Yeah, because you can't.
And Amber doesn't seem to be involved with with the promotional part of it anyway. I don't know if she's doing anything behind the scenes, but...
I mean, you had to know you couldn't just start a club and use a name already in existence. You had to know that. So I guess we were all just waiting on a judge to be like, no, you're right. She can't just do that.
No, yeah, the judge Ben did that. I guess that we were just waiting to see what they were going to do now.
I mean, I like Diamond District. Let's see what kind of girls y'all got in the district.
At the end of the day, it don't really matter what the fuck you call a place. If it's the place to be, that's where people are going to go. Yeah. So the name shit really didn't even need to take place, but whatever.
Yeah, if your wings are good, your DJ's good, the girls are fine, you have plenty of private rooms, it's going to be a success. So have fun.
All right. Last but not least, let's talk about Bobby Valentino.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
This is part of a much larger conversation that I'm sure we'll get to later in the episode.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So Bobby Valentino was recently seen online in a video where he is first bottomless.
You didn't have to say bottomless.
Well, he
pantsless.
He had no pants on.
There we go.
And yeah, he's like trying to rush out of this apartment, and you can hear a voice on the other side going, "Hey, Bobby V. Hey, Bobby V. Y'all, it's Bobby V. Say hi." And all of this, mm-hmm. He like ducks into the bathroom real quick. While he's covering
his
face,
head, yeah,
with these like sweatpants. Runs to the bathroom, I guess, for a quick. Throws them on and like rushes out the door and down the hallway. And yeah, the entire time it's just that you forget.
Bobby V, give me my money.
Got your shoes.
You forgot your keys. When you decide you want your keys, call me for the price.
I'll let you know. Like.
Damn, which said to that whole video said to me, Bobby V hired somebody and did not pay her for her services. That's what happened.
So this happened over the weekend, I believe. But for a while, there was just kind of like a little bit of silence on his end. I think he posted a picture on Instagram or something and basically said, y'all can say what y'all want, I'm happy, haters hate, or whatever, something.
But then you disabled the comments, which was smart, but
duh,
kind of flies in the opposite direction of I don't care what y'all think.
So this is Bobby V's official story. He claims that when he met this woman, Rima Houston, I believe is her name, who is transgender and a sex worker. He claims that he had no idea she was either one of those things.
Okay.
And that he is simply being extorted by her because once she found out that he was Bobby Valentino, she started to make monetary demands.
Oh.
And he had to get out of there. And now this.
But if she's a sex worker, regardless of her, if she's trans or not, then you knew you was going to have to pay. Once
that's
again,
what he's saying.
Regardless.
His claim is that he had no idea prior to interacting with her sexually that she was a sex worker.
Okay.
Now that I just don't believe. You know what
I'm
saying?
No, I also do not believe that.
First of all, I know the game well enough to know how that whole thing goes. Mm-hmm. And just living in Miami, like, I peeped plenty of that. Like, I've heard for years specific names mm-hmm. of celebrities that come through to Miami and they got their little resources of where they go mm-hmm. to meet their girls and they do their thing, they have a good time, and you know, as long as you take care of your financial obligations,
then that's fine.
It's usually crisp. In fact, I remember being a young gay and being kind of shocked as to how like cool and comfortable a lot of them were with it, you know what I'm saying? Because you know,
whatever.
At the time it was like, I guess at the time I'm not thinking that plenty of them probably don't even care, but
right.
Bobby V clearly cares because he doesn't want to admit that A, he was was supposed to be paying for sex, mm-hmm. and B, he knew full well
right, that this was a trans woman. Sleeping with a trans woman, right. Absolutely.
So I fully believe that he knew exactly that, you know, who she was and what she was providing the services prior to that.
Absolutely.
And probably because he's Bobby V, thought he could be like, oh yeah, you know, my boy's gonna roll through here later and drop off such and such or whatever. Like, I could say, because I know how these niggas do. I'm sorry. So I could fully see him trying to slide up out of there or make some little excuse to get out of there after he done got his nut mm-hmm. and actually like he wasn't gonna pay. Her being transgender has nothing to do with nothing. I just don't understand why you, like you just said,
right?
You knew, because she's saying that he contacted her through Backpage.
Okay.
Which I've never been to Backpage before. The only reason I know about it is actually because of Love and Hip Hop. I don't remember which season it was. Or was it Basketball Wives? One of them reality shows on the reunion, one of them accused another woman of being on Backpage and calling her an escort. And then from there, every time I heard about Backpage, it was because somebody was on there being in, you know, working yeah, in sex.
Right. That's the only reason to be on Backpage. You either selling ass or buying it.
So I don't know if it's like, I don't know how Backpage works is what I'm saying. But that's what she's saying. You know, she says she had offered services through that website and that he contacted her through the website, went to her home in Atlanta, and then decided,
right,
no, I'm not going to pay for this.
So you knew exactly what was up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go to mess with somebody who you know is a sex worker, or you mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, and then think you're not going to do, you're right. not going to pay for what? I mean, this type of stuff happens a lot, I would assume, in sex work when your client is a man. I'm assuming.
Like most of them probably
like
are.
Cisgender, I would assume yeah. most of them feel like they can talk their way around paying what they owe.
Yeah.
My whole thing is that if you are Bobby Valentino and you don't want your business in the street or you don't want no kind of mess of any kind.
Nigga, you should have came with cash. What the fuck do you mean? Did you really think, oh, I'm famous and I like having sex with trans girls and I don't want nobody to know that? Clearly you didn't want nobody to know because you was hiding your face and running. So you felt some sort of shame about it, which has a lot to do with the niggas around you and in our society that make people feel like it's something shameful about that, but we'll get to it. I'm just saying, if you knew that you was doing something that you didn't want to be quote unquote exposed for, why the fuck wouldn't you pay that girl for her services?
I just don't get it.
What make you think you could just rob her? And she wasn't going to at least videotape you. Like, why would you think that that was okay? And I know a lot of people are like, oh, no one should ever be outed. True. But no one should also ever steal from a sex worker. You should not have stolen from that girl. You should have gave her motherfucking money.
I was going to say, I really don't agree with posting it on the internet. Like, and I'm not in the position to judge, so I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because
I mean, nobody promised to pay me for sex and then didn't do it.
Exactly. That's
I don't
what I'm
know
saying.
How I would react.
I don't know how I would react in that situation either, I guess. But what I am saying is that, like, I it's not a good look for anybody. But mm-hmm. sweetheart, at the very least,
this was preventable.
It was. If you're going to be one of the many, many,
yep,
one more, many celebrities,
whole lot,
that pay women, trans women specifically, mm-hmm. for sexual services, then pay for them.
Right. And this has been going on forever. Since the beginning of time, men have been paying for sex and trying to find ways to get out of it.
If you don't want to, then find somebody to sleep with for free.
The girl on Game of Thrones was having one of the whores was having sex with somebody, and he was like, "I don't want to pay for it." And she said, "Then get a wife." I said, "Well, has there ever been anything realer said?"
Why don't you just become a new Stan? That's right. I mean, that's all.
I saw like 5 or 6 episodes. I have to cover my eyes a lot, you know, during the jousting and everything. When niggas was just, I said, "Oh no, I can't look at all that." But Sansa gets on my nerves. Joffrey, he looks like a little shit.
Looks like.
Ugh, he's a bitch.
You.
God, Joffrey's such a little bitch.
You fucking wait.
He sat there. He let them kill Arya's, not Arya's wolf, Nymeria. Now I understand why niggas was hyped to see Nymeria come back, because Arya's had her since she was little. Oh, okay. But anyway.
Since literally that first season. Yeah. That's like the first time she saw the dog. Again.
Oh, wow.
Wolf, I mean.
Yeah, because if they had caught her, then Joffrey would have had her killed. But he killed another one anyway.
It's not you. Which was like,
oh,
that's just not her thing anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, you know what? You white people are crazy.
So it's crazy that Nymeria even remembered her. Like, is that my bitch Arya?
Then she had to roll up and tell the posse them, like,
don't tear her to shreds.
I used to know that bitch. She cool. It's all good. You good? You look like you eating all right. Nah, I can't come back.
Actually, I got friends now. I got wolf friends, girl. You understand how
it's lit out here. Shit where I want, eat what I want. I'm queen.
I can't be out here with white people no more. You know how it goes.
Just no.
Good luck on your journey or whatever, girl. We won't kill you. That's all I can give you.
Well, we remember. Like, whatever.
Yes, remember the North.
Do you know what we remember this time?
The winter. Okay, maybe I'm not there yet. But anyway, if you don't want to pay for sex, get a fucking wife.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't order ass. If you order it, pay for it. It's simple.
Hopefully we can get to a place one day where, A, sleeping with who you want to sleep with is just, you're allowed.
Yeah,
as long as it isn't like...
adult and consensual.
There you go.
That's all I care about.
And also, being a sex worker... it's just a thing that you do, you know, like, because I don't care about either one of those things. Neither one of them is wrong. I feel like, you know, being a reckless, like, shiftless, scrupulous bastard,
right,
is one thing. But if you just want to, you know, drop a couple stacks on a good time,
yeah,
and then go home, bitch, have your, like, who... people should not be allowed to judge, but I get it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's a lot of shame and stigma in society around sex work and around trans women. And so you put those two things together and niggas don't know how to act. So I understand how we got here. I just want everybody to know that had Bobby V just gave that girl her money, we probably would have never known. Like, we don't know about the countless other people who do this every day, all day. Because, again, nothing is older than selling ass. So,
I mean...
it's kind of crazy that it's been around since humanity and people are still this ridiculous about it.
The Bible. It's just, it's real old, girl.
Yes.
And I feel like if we were back with Jesus, somebody would have been running behind some other motherfucker with a long scroll like, hear ye.
Not hear ye.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
So that's pretty much it this week in Hot Topics. Hot Tops is great right after this story. We have to find a way to end every week somehow.
I cannot.
So that Hot Top supplies. This is my favorite thing ever now.
All right, let's take a break.
Hey guys, support for today's episode of The Read comes from Hubble Contacts. If you are someone like me and overwears your contact lenses, maybe to save money, or more like me because you're not sober and you forget to change them. But... if you are trying to save your money, what if we told you that you can get a fresh pair of lenses for every single day of the month? $30 a month, that's $1 a day and half the price of other brands. Contacts are dumb expensive.
Yes, they are, Lord.
Anybody who's had them knows. Because four companies control 97% of the market until now.
Yes, Hubble is here to take out the middleman. They sell directly to you so they can offer the contacts for half the price. You just go on their website and answer a few questions about your prescription and your doctor. They verify all that. You can get 15 pairs of Hubble lenses for free. You just cover the monthly $3 for shipping and handling, and then you can keep them coming. You can cancel or modify your Hubble subscription to suit your exact needs. They can even send you to an optometrist if you don't have a prescription today, because you know those expire every year.
Yes.
You have to get right back on it. Getting contacts has never been more convenient and affordable with Hubble. So go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That is 15 pairs of lenses for free. You really cannot beat the deal. That's H-U-B-B-L-E Contacts.com. Hit them up. Get 20/20 vision for half the price. And let's keep going.
We are back. It is now time for... our letters from listeners.
Yes, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Well, we have a letter from Laverne. And Laverne says, I am a nearly 30-year-old mother who had a child 10 years ago. Since then, I've struggled to provide for my child by myself since her dad does the bare minimum. I've mainly worked in nightlife so I could be an involved parent during the day as much as possible. I have yet to start a quote-unquote real career and honestly don't even know where to begin. I have a little sister in college who recently told me she failed a lot of classes and our mother flipped out on her, rightfully so, but took it a few steps too far when she told my sister, if you want to be a failure and a disappointment like your older sister, then you can go live with her. Talking about Laverne, who was writing the letter, right? I don't mind taking my little sister in as I've always cared for her like she was my own child, but my mother's words cut me to the core. She and I have never had a good relationship and she has said many hurtful things to me in the past, but every time I think about this particular remark, it brings me to tears. I have no desire to ever speak to her ever again. My friends keep saying to try not to take what she said to heart because it's a reflection of how she feels about the way she raised us, but it still hurts deeply. I feel as though I really am a failure for not having established a more traditional and stable life, but I'm doing the best I know how. Have you ever had to forgive someone in your life for something like this? How do I go about it? Should I confront my mom? I really do not want to. Thanks for reading. You two are amazing. Love, Laverne.
I don't.
I mean, I'm a disappointment, but not in the, oh my God, you're such a disappointment way. Not in a way where mom, or I won't even say not in that way, but I don't have parents who would ever say that to me and mean it. You know, that would be like a joking sort of thing. Like, look at everybody else with real jobs and you out here cussing for a living.
I can't really. I don't know. I'm trying to picture it. And my mother has been pissed off and said some things before, but never anything like that. So, like,
and it can be hard to forgive. I mean, if you've never had a good relationship with that parent and she's always been shitting on you, you know, sometimes you just get to a point where somebody says something and that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I don't know. I'm just someone, I've said this a million times, who I will even like. Your life being your own personal journey and no one else really is promised in it. You know what I mean? Like nobody else really has a place in your life that is like, that you must have like the, and from beginning to end, you know, and no, not everyone just has a picture perfect relationship with their parents. And I don't know that everyone is supposed to, you know, I think that we think, and we'd like for each one of us to have like the perfect relationship with the people that gave us life, but that's just not always the way things work. And I'm like, I'm not trying to say that what is going on right here is not something that can be fixed and you can't have a great relationship. I'm not saying that at all. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is that you have to remember that like your mama is just a woman and your daddy is just a man.
Flawed human beings.
And so they can't, they're not these like godlike imperfect, well, godlike perfect creatures that, you know, never fuck up or never do or say things that are wrong or don't, you know, benefit their children. And sometimes they don't realize it until later. Sometimes they never do. Maybe they do and they have a hard time expressing that. Like you just, your mom's a person, you know? And I think that you have to remind yourself of that and kind of try to take it day by day so that you can get to a place where you're not taking the stuff that she's saying or the thing that she said as personally, because everyone has said something like,
even though it was shit,
right? Like something fucked up that they didn't mean at some point, or something that they said because they were frustrated or what have you. And if you can ask yourself, if you feel like in like deep down, regardless of whatever, everything that's going on, like that your mama loves you and that regardless of whether or not either one of you wants to admit it, that you'd like to have a healthy relationship, then that's one thing. If not, then just be the best you that you can be and try to make your life the best life that it can be. And hopefully with like like bringing peace to yourself and your own mind, you can just get to a place where forgiving will be second nature to you. And hopefully that'll open up a door of healing for you and your mother. But it's just it like this is always super complicated, because if it was anybody else, if it was like maybe even a sister or a cousin mm-hmm. or a friend or somebody, it would be nothing. Be like, well, fuck that bitch. But right. when it's your parent.
Mm-hmm. And that makes it so much harder to forgive, too, because it's like as a parent, you should know better.
Right.
Than to say something so fucked up and stank and mean about your baby. Like, that's still your daughter, you know? And if my mama was disrespectful like that to me, my feelings would genuinely be hurt about
it. Mine too.
So I'm all for confronting your mama. I know you said you don't want to do it, but you have a very real problem with, if not her, then the thing that she said, and you deserve to be able to address that and have that resolved, if it can all at all be resolved. But like I said, I know that it can be really difficult to do that with parents. And if you feel better just keeping your distance from her for a while until you feel like maybe talking about the issue with her, that's also fine. You deal with it in whatever way works for you and your daughter, because those are your priorities. You can't be worried about, I mean, you obviously your mother has an effect on you, but you have your own responsibilities now. Her being shitty is something you're going to have to deal with and process, but it can't get in the way of you living your life and setting goals for yourself and doing whatever it is you feel motivated to do. So yeah, if you can at all work up the nerve or the desire to confront her on that, I think it would be really important. Maybe if it would make you feel better to have your sister there, if it would be easier to talk about it with the three of you. But yeah, you definitely deserve to be able to confront her about that, because that's bullshit. You gonna call me a if I was such a failure and disappointment, then how is she gonna come live with me? Something must be going right over here. Something must be doing all right over here if you felt like your child could come stay with me. So don't say no shit like that about me. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Our last question. Let's see. Nah, I don't think you're into it. Ooh, here's a gross one.
Oh my God.
This comes from Jenilee. She says, I've been dating my child's father for 6 years and we're both in our mid to late 20s. You should have known. He recently bought a house and now we spend a lot more time together because I just moved in. I'm starting to realize that he goes days in between showers. We live in southern Louisiana, which is incredibly humid all year round, and I often shower twice a day to not be sticky and gross. He works in a warehouse and exercises every other day, but he is not consistent on the showers. Girl, what? I've tried subtle hints like purchasing him a loofah and nice body wash and lotions, complimenting him when he's fresh out the shower, etc. But that is not working. It's Wednesday and I know for a fact his ass hasn't been washed since Monday. Any ideas on what to say to this grown ass man? I make it a point to leave shower necessities and nice smelling things in his bathroom that I use when I'm there, so it's not like he doesn't know what normal people use. I'm trying not to be rude, but something's got to give. I don't want our child to pick up on these habits. Please help.
Your child doesn't have to pick up on anything.
Girl.
Mid-20s?
Yeah, mid to late 20s. They've been together for 6 years. Mm-mm. No.
You.
And in humid-ass Louisiana?
Nobody should have to beg your adult
say
ass.
Say it.
To be washed, sis.
That like, is disgusting.
Nobody should have to beg your ass to get washed. What? What? Days. I said this. You have to beg niggas to wash their balls. I said it. Like, I don't understand the audacity of these niggas.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you me just, either.
Like, you. It's one thing. Let me tell you something. It is one thing to be like a bachelor with your own place, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you're just doing whatever. You want to come home and unfurl your scrotum and just eat some Doritos and watch SportsCenter.
Just rub ball sweat all over the couch.
I'll shower on Thursday or whatever. Like, if that's what you want to do, single life, I don't know. I guess you're not dating until Friday, but
you get in the bed with that nasty, dirty, sweaty body.
Your business.
Every day?
You are in a relationship with someone who lives with you and sees you consistently.
Mm-hmm.
If, sweetheart, if that is not enough motivation for him to scrub everything that's going on, and you're in Louisiana. He work in a warehouse.
Southern Louisiana on top of that. Not that Northern Louisiana is cold, but shit.
Like.
Ugh. No, girl.
You work in a warehouse. You work out.
And you just
so
feel
you're active and hot all day.
Which means you are sweaty and gross. And you over here dropping hints and leaving soap. Girl.
God bless you.
Maybe because you're already raising a child, you just figure you can raise this one too. But I'll be good and goddamned if I sit here and try to convince an adult that they need to go wash their fucking body. I'm not going to beg you to do that. I tell you what you do. You stop touching him. Stop kissing him.
I was literally going
to say. Stop sleeping with him.
Are you still fucking him then?
Yeah.
Because I promise you, like, you must wait for the shower to be like, okay, pussy
now you can have
you
pussy.
Know what I'm saying?
What?
I don't know. Because, but if, even if that's the case, he hasn't picked up on that yet. That's what you may need to start doing. You may need to start doing the opposite of what you've been trying to be like, oh, you're so fresh and you smell so nice. And you need to do the opposite of that when he does it. Nigga, if
yes.
you don't get your musty ass off me, no, go get in the shower.
You just walked in
no.
the house. Don't touch me. And you're not getting in the bed. I hope you're not sharing a bed with somebody who don't shower every day, girl.
Niggas don't have no problem asking you to take your bonnet off.
What?
I don't want to fight.
How you just come out of nowhere with a comparing a bonnet?
I'm just saying.
Niggas need to bathe. And that should not even be, it shouldn't be negotiable or even a topic of conversation. You should not have to talk to no man about washing his ass, girl. That is ridiculous.
I honestly, and y'all have been together for 6 years. God bless y'all. So you like love this nigga.
Straight women will put up with anything.
I just like, because I would honestly be sitting like up at night, like staring at the ceiling, like this nigga is right next to me in the bed, steaming,
dirty,
just like visible steam coming off of him.
I would be laying there
the
like
covers.
I can feel your nasty germs like, are migrating over to me.
They are literally dancing all over the bed, and I'm like, I would literally, I'd just be left with my thoughts. And in those thoughts,
so gross.
All that would be happening is like, I really have to be this nigga's mama.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
If I don't tell this nigga to bathe, who knows when he'll do it? Like, so, like, what does that say for us? Like, what's next? Like,
so if you go out of town or something, it's just him and the baby. Is nobody taking a bath till you get back?
Oh, God.
Like, I cannot. Y'all are really out here raising your husbands. That's just not my ministry. I cannot do it. I would say I'm not touching you or sleeping with you until you decide that bathing every day, at least once a day. And really, Louisiana, during the summer, you should probably want to.
It should be like paradise. You know
right.
Saying?
First of all, you're getting all that nasty sweat off of you.
You are hot and humid and sweaty.
Yes. And then you can turn the water colder if you want to at the end and cool
a
down.
Good,
and
crisp, refreshing.
Because as soon as you get out the shower, it's Louisiana. It's 90 degrees at 4 a.m. So it's going to feel good to take you a nice shower. He'll feel better. He will feel. Do you have to convince him to drink water too?
Right, probably.
Do you have to be
oh,
like
saying.
Amber and who? What's his name? 21? Is it 21
Savage?
Yeah. You probably have to convince him for vegetables and all of that. No, no. Go on strike.
That is absolute. But I'm not even surprised because I know niggas.
This is really something y'all tolerate, though. I can't even. I haven't dated a cis man since like 2003, but I cannot imagine having to have this conversation with a partner.
Please bathe.
Please. It kind of is gross that you don't bathe. Like, you're not getting in the bed with me with your nasty, unwashed body. Ugh, nasty.
Yuck.
So, yeah. Go on strike, girl. No more pussy till he bathes every day.
And it's a shame
that you have to say
that you
it.
Even have to do that. Like when you say this to him.
Is he giving you dirty dick? Ugh. Ooh.
Somebody smelled and tasted one.
Oh, okay.
I'm that's, never getting over that. I'm going to my grave.
I was
going to
say,
it's never going away.
You're going to always bring that up.
So you have to say to this nigga, like, after you tell him, I will no longer be having sex with you unless you are fresh. Okay. And you
what a low bar.
Follow that by saying, do you understand what I'm saying to you right now? Like, do you realize that it has come to me withholding pussy from both of, like, I'm withholding pussy from you, sex from both of us.
Yes.
Because, not because you cheated on me, not because you're lying, not because you wrecked my car, but because you
won't babe.
Won't babe yourself. How do you feel about this?
Although maybe giving up sex is not that big of a sacrifice for her, because if it was musty ball sex, I can't imagine that it smelled all that great.
Some people like that.
Oh, yeah. Probably the same ones who like getting spit in their mouth. So I'll
Let's
leave.
Not kink shame.
Well, isn't having sex with musty balls a kink, isn't it?
I guess.
Probably the same people who like to get spit in your mouth. You could do all that if you want to. It's just not for me.
Some people have their kink corners.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do. I'm just saying both of those are acts that I'm not down with. And clearly you have a problem
with
it. Some
people get a plate. And just...
All right, so send
your... Make sure your foods don't touch.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com unless you have to convince a grown man to brush his teeth and then just...
You know what? We've had grosser. This wasn't awful. It's been much worse.
Ooh, all right, let's take a break.
Guys, don't forget this week's episode is being brought to you by NatureBox. We all, most of us anyway, want to eat better. But when it comes to snacks, sometimes it feels like the whole world is delicious and a billion calories versus boring and tasteless. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. If you've been listening, paying attention, we are all about the Nature Box game over here. They have over 100 snacks that taste really good, and they're actually better for you than what you're probably used to having. They're made from high quality, simple ingredients, which means there are no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. You know how the game goes. They've got all kinds of things, from a sweetener meat.
A cute dried mango.
You know, the famous sriracha. Cashews.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget them dark cocoa nom noms.
Anything you need, they've got it. If it's got some peanut butter, maybe a salt and a vinegar, maybe plantain chips or plantain, depending on how you say it. Whatever it is, I'm sure they've got a snack obsession for you at NatureBox. It's simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snack you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door, and there's no risk. If you ever try a snack you don't like, don't eat it. NatureBox will replace it for free. Just... Super easy.
If you don't like it, don't eat it.
I mean,
more basic advice.
There you go. Right now, NatureBox is offering our listeners 3 free snacks with your first order when you go to naturebox.com/the read. That's naturebox.com/the read for 3 free snacks. Free snacks, where else? First order, where else? Go tell them we sent you. And let's move on.
Thank you again to Squarespace for supporting this week's episode of The Read. No matter what your next big idea might be, you can count on Squarespace to help you create an amazing, gorgeous online platform to bring it all to life. Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. You can even get a unique domain, which we tell you all the time strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors and customers to find you. Plus, with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a site is a simple and intuitive process with nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever, which is really all I'm looking for out of a service. Make it as simple as possible. And Squarespace definitely does that. But if you do have a problem, their award-winning 24/7 online customer support can help you out no matter how technical or trivial it may seem. So make your next move with Squarespace and The Read by going to squarespace.com and entering offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's offer code READ at squarespace.com for 10% off your first purchase. Build something gorgeous and beautiful with Squarespace and The Read. And let's wrap up the show.
All right. Well,
are you okay?
We're back, and it's time for the read now.
Hey.
Are we just doing the same thing?
Probably. It's about the Breakfast Club.
All right. So, first of all, let me preface this by saying that this is petty, and I don't even know if it's a smart thing to say, but I just really am so pissed that we have to talk about Lil Duval. Like, couldn't it have been
anybody?
Who
knew he was even alive?
Body else. Like, someone we may have talked about otherwise.
Someone we would give a shit about. Under any other circumstances?
I'm just so frustrated. It has to be like, it might as well have been Cat Stacks or somebody else. That
Seriously.
I just don't.
Somebody that I haven't heard of since like Twitter 6 years ago. Lil Duval, why is he even still a thing?
So Lil Duval was on The Breakfast Club because he needed a favor. And
you ain't shit.
During his time there, they somehow started... Oh, Angela Yee brought up transgender people being banned from the military. Why? I don't know. But...
Who thought Lil Duval would have something smart and insightful to say about a news story? A news story?
Very innocent Breakfast Club. That
if it's not...
Nothing to do with this because they didn't say it.
You know, and we didn't say it, so I don't know why y'all mad at us.
So she brings up that Trump's bullshit, or I was about to say latest bullshit, and it's not even the latest. But
it's really not.
It's
nonstop. Scaramucci already gone.
They're coming for the colleges now, talking about us hurting white people with our affirmative action.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. So I. Okay, so let me point this out, because I just have, like, levels, so many levels.
There's a lot to talk about here.
And I just, please bear with me.
Okay.
First of all, I will say that when she said that, when she brought up the topic, Lil Duval's initial response was, y'all, I'm just at Caroline's or wherever it is that he was performing, like... From him saying that immediately, which would have been the smart thing to just continue doing that,
yeah.
as we suggest dummies do all the time yes. on this show. But him doing that was clearly him saying, now, bitch, y'all already know that I'm a while out on
right.
that. So I don't even know why you're playing. Did they stop there? Of course.
Of course they did not.
No, Lil Duval, come on.
The totally blameless Breakfast Club did not stop there. No, they sure didn't.
So somehow within, like, this is honest, the interview was actually for some horrid reality show.
Oh, the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte or something? Yeah.
And...
I don't think that's a real show. I think it's just some hoes
like
on YouTube.
Web show that they're trying to get picked up. And it's so outlandish that, of course, they put it on The Breakfast Club. Yes. So he was actually impeding on their fucking interview. And this all happens within like the first 5 minutes. And so after they bring up transgenders being banned from the military.
Transgenders. They keep referring to these people as transgenders.
Transgenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like boxes. They're people.
Well.
Anyway.
Lil Duval did not.
Well, like, Lil Duval
decided to use the slurs. Lil Duval decided to refer to trans women as niggas. Mm-hmm. And also said that if he were to find out that a sexual partner of his were transgender after sleeping with them, that his reaction would be to kill them.
Yep. Talking about, I know this sound fucked up, but
so you know.
Do not say it.
So you know it does.
Right. No, you and know you're wrong.
You said it anyway.
Yeah, no, you felt it.
Okay. So let's move forward. After him saying that, he gets, Angela tried to call him out for saying the T word. Charlamagne said you can't go around killing transgenders.
That's a hate crime.
Yes. What? and I think Emmy just laughed. So after the first bit of a bullshit firestorm that came out of this dummy's mouth,
mm-hmm.
Dan Envy actually brings up Janet Mock, who was just on the show.
Just on it.
Was it a week prior?
Maybe a week. I know it was the week before, but I don't even think it had been 7 whole days.
He brings her up, shows Lil Duval a picture of her book,
mm-hmm.
and then they ask, isn't she beautiful or isn't she pretty or something like that? And of course, he continues the nigga this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, misgendering and all that.
Misgendering.
Right. And Charlamagne's just cackling through this whole thing. Until he talked about killing trans women, Charlamagne was crying laughing.
Oh, before and after.
Yeah. Like, he literally only stopped when murder came up.
When the whole thing was done, they were still laughing. And at one point, Envy said, man, I love when Duval comes up here. So first, let me say this. I guess we can address Duval first.
Well, I mean, of all the wrong in the room, this nigga's the wrongest.
Like, yeah, yeah. Duh, you know what I'm saying?
But
like anybody with ears.
That's Little Duval. In any room, if he's in it,
more
than
likely.
You don't have to worry about being the dumbest or anything. Like, you're good.
Like, you can probably walk your dumb ass in there and be like, woo! Thank God.
I was a little worried today, but Duval is here, so I'm not going to fuck up that bad.
So yes, to the Black Andrew Schultz, I feel like, you know, here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I know lots of people feel, even folks who listen to this show probably feel very divided on this topic. And many of y'all may be in your feelings about what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I personally, approaching 30, living, trying my best, I don't feel like I have an accurate answer as to whether or not someone should disclose that they're transgender before they hook up with somebody. If you were to ask me, would I want to know prior? I'd say probably. But being that I am not transgender, as far as I know, I've never slept with a transgender person and I've never had a conversation with a transgender person about it. I feel it would just be a bit pompous to act as if I have this really passionate insight on something that I have no insight on at all. That's how I feel about that. I know that, you know, like they say, Jen and Moxes, as she tells her partners, and I know lots of other transgender people say that they disclose whatever. I feel like I don't have a dog in that fight. So I'm just going to sit in front of this microphone and be like, you should tell people this, that, and the third every time. It's just.
Yeah, no, because that's not how real life works. It's not safe to do that. People are shitty and ignorant and awful and violent. So why would you just go around disclosing to the whole world?
What I will say is that plenty of you niggas who seem to think or seem to have very passionate fake insight on it, I want to remind you that a lot of you niggas are out here fucking bitches with full blown STDs that you know you have. You don't say shit. A lot of you are out here fucking women and you have whole ass families.
Mm-hmm.
On the sides, you know, you have
children and wives.
Don't say shit. A lot of y'all are fucking women in homes that you claim to live in.
They are yours.
You don't live in shit. A lot of y'all are fucking women and saying things about cars and money that you have, and you don't have shit.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all are fucking people and telling them that you love them. You don't love shit. So
you're not disclosing your mixtape rapper status. You're not disclosing your I still live with my mama status. And yet none of these are reasons to kill you.
Now, I say that to say that you are not only withholding information, but many times straight up lying.
Yes.
Because you know that coming with the truth first would prevent you from getting the ass that you're trying to get.
Yep, it would.
Now, all of these things, including not disclosing your gender identity or whatever, you can lump all of these things together and say that they all wrong. Or you could say that I don't care what your opinion is. I just don't see any of these things as I'm about to kill this bitch, especially not what the fuck y'all talking about. Because by that logic, I would say Usher should have been caught a couple of hot ones. Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
Y'all are out here actually giving people in. You want to talk about feeling violated? You want to talk about the fucking power of choice? Talk to plenty of your exes and baby mamas about how they felt. Ask them if they felt violated after they gave you some ass, only to find out that you have like three other bitches out here that you giving dick to. Find out if they felt violated.
Say it.
When they decided to, okay, yeah, I'll give you a little bit of something or whatever in this this king size bed in your house, only to find out that it's your parents' bed. Find out how they've like. Ask them some stories about feeling violated or regretting giving some stuff up or feeling like their choice was taken from them. Like, you niggas lie to people every single day and still walking around here. Breathing some good ass air. Nobody has put a hot one between your brows yet. So it's like, then ask yourself why your initial reaction then would have been, I am going to kill this person.
Right.
Why do you feel, whether you feel like it's wrong or right or whatever it is, however you feel about transgender people having that conversation, if you honestly feel like it is sensible to be like, I'm going to kill this person.
Right.
Because And then what pisses me off is, like, even with, like,
it's
the body.
It's not a rational thing. It doesn't make fucking sense. So that person deserves to die? How did we get here? What kind of fucking leap is that?
Like, I had a conversation with somebody and I said, like, because I was asked if it were you, how would you feel, basically? And I said, well, first of all, I don't know if you open your eyes or maybe you just that ignorant or maybe you don't care to, you know, like read or what. But I'm here to tell you as somebody who like pays attention and like right. looks mm-hmm. that you sleep. Like some of these trans men, first of all, if I could just say.
Kind of fun.
Shorty swing my way. I don't know. You know, like
so stupid.
You know what I mean? So.
You can't look at a person and know what their genitals look like. So if you're attracted to a person, then you're just attracted to that person.
Yes, as far, I just, I like dick, I guess.
And that's fine.
But I'm not attracted to cisgender penis. Like, you know, I like men.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, whether you're trans or cisgender or whatever, like if I see you and I'm attracted to you and you make me feel good and you know how to talk that talk,
come on,
then I'm not gonna say, oh no, I would whatever. So but even if I did sleep with somebody and then afterwards they were like, okay, so you know, this is the deal, or I found out from somebody else, I'm not thinking, oh, I'm gonna go and kill this bitch. And so I was told, oh well, it's different. And I asked, well, why is it different? Oh, because you're dealing, you know, like it's a man there, you know, is a woman or whatever the fuck the ignorant ass comment or response was. And I said, so you're doing exactly what I feel like you're bringing up a topic that's kind of, it's not unrelated. It is absolutely related, but it's like a conversation that needs to be had at another time. And that's just violence against women.
Right.
Because like I've many, you know, anybody who sleeps with a trans man may not feel like maybe their response wouldn't be, oh, I'm going to kill them for whatever reason. Not to the degree that it seems, quote unquote, straight men feel like it's just thing to do.
It's you not know happening. Like trans people aren't tricking cis people into sex. That's not happening.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Bobby Valentino, the thing that pisses me off about that is that like a lot of the comments that I saw from that is like, well, see, then y'all get mad when trannies end up dead. And I'm like, first of all, if Bobby Valentino were to go back over to this girl's house and kill her, what do you think I would be like, well, girl.
I guess she deserved it.
And I sat here and said that I didn't like that his business was put out there like that on the internet, but I still wouldn't have been like, oh,
she
should have been shanked to death or whatever. Like
the fact that y'all really think that's a rational response
blows my set. Like you niggas who are out here perpetrating this bullshit ass idea literally tell worse lies for ass every day and nobody can say nothing to you about it.
Right.
But like again, there's nothing wrong with being to me, there's nothing wrong with being a sex worker. There's certainly nothing wrong with being trans, sleeping with trans people or whatever the fuck. But comments like that were like, do you really honestly feel like even this is an example of every trans person that exists? Like, not every trans woman or man is a sex worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And even the ones that are, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a way of life. It's work that they're doing and stuff. None of this, messy or not, none of it adds up to somebody should die. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And like with the statistics being what they are and people in the community, outside the community, talking about this shit all of the time, it really just goes back to what we were saying before about just having simple compassion. Like, all you have to do is shut your motherfucking ass up. If nothing else, like, you could simply just be the fuck quiet. You know, I don't see.
But you just kept going with the train of shitty comments. It was just one after another. And obviously the worst of it is saying that you would kill somebody for something like this. Because, again, that's not at all a rational response. Even if you were tricked into sex with a trans woman, which, again, does not happen. But even if it did, killing her is not a rational or okay response to that. And the fact that you said it on the radio for millions of people to hear is just... I need y'all to understand the severity of words. I need y'all to understand the severity of what's happening to trans people. They're not just out here living a great, glorious, unbothered life and having the same access and opportunities that the rest of us do. Like, trans, there's a lot of trans women in sex work because they can't get no other kind of work.
Exactly.
Because we keep, because there is so much discrimination against trans people that affects them in every facet of life. And the reason why you would kill her is because you are so scared of what other cis straight asshole men like you would say if they found out you were with a trans woman.
Right.
You're worried that it would make you seem like less of a man and your little shitty, fragile ass masculinity would be all over the place and people would see you differently or call you gay or whatever other ignorant shit. You're so worried about that backlash that you would kill somebody to avoid it. And you're saying it like it's a hypothetical, but that really happens all the time.
Like all of the time.
15 or 16 trans women have been murdered this year so far. Almost all of them are black and almost all of them were murdered by a black man. So y'all talking about hypotheticals and all this, trans women are really out here dying. So it ain't no hypothetical. It ain't no fun, jokey, what would you do?
And they're not all just dying because they were in bed with some guy who is not comfortable with his sexual identity.
No.
Many of them are simply just living their lives like the rest of us are simply trying to live our lives. And they are targeted and hated and like murdered simply for trying to exist and live in this society. So when you say dumb shit like this, when you like, you perpetrate these ideas and you laugh at them, which we're getting to, then you really are shitting on all of those lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And like you just said, I'm sure there are loads of people who don't give a fuck about who they're fucking or what you think or what you know or whatever and just be out here fucking real reckless. We know that regardless of who you identify as or, you know, how old you are, what race you are, it's plenty of people who just fuck reckless. It is what it is. But the idea that transgender people are just running around here trying to like trick all y'all and like they just get off on trying to pass and playing a game with y'all, like I promise you 99.9% is the chance, Lil Duval, that you don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ridiculous. I'm looking forward to never having to hear anything that nigga says ever the motherfucker again, especially because I feel like so many of us are still trying to learn and trying to have compassion, and bullshit like this just gets in the way. Like, what the fuck?
It makes it so much worse. Like, and you're making it worse, not just for your audience. You're reinforcing these same shitty beliefs that a lot of these listeners of The Breakfast Club have anyway, because I don't know if you heard on Monday, but they had their listeners call in and most of them sounded dumb about the topic and felt empowered by the ignorance that y'all displayed on this radio show. Duval said something about, I would be mad because you manipulated me into believing this thing. Well, I'm sure your baby mama probably feels like you manipulated her into thinking that you were going to be successful, and maybe she's mad about that. But also, you should maybe stop assuming that every fucking body is cis. No one's lying to you by existing. It's your fault if you assume that I'm a cis woman, because I didn't tell you that. Nobody told you to think that about me. And maybe don't take other people's genitals into so much consideration that a hypothetical question leads you to talking about murder. Fucking murder, you dumb nigga. Really? You're going to kill somebody? Like, black trans women ain't out here dying, ain't out here unprotected as fuck?
He does not know that. He even said something about, like, he tweeted something like, y'all leave Charlamagne alone.
No, we're not going to do that either.
He was like, something like, low-key, I think he may be gay too, but that's my friend or something. And I was like,
you really don't get it.
Doesn't even have anything to do
nothing
with what the
to
fuck
do
you
with
are
this.
Talking about. He literally has
you are so
no
ignorant
knowledge on any of the shit that's going on. And people are like, a few of us are actually trying our best out here to like do good work. If you don't want to be part of it, then you can be the fuck quiet. Like, some people are trying to learn, you know, like being that kid in the class.
Right.
It's like, if y'all could actually shut the fuck up, I really want to pass this final. like that's how I think I feel.
Please shut up.
As far as The Breakfast Club goes, I just,
Oh no, all three of y'all. Envy was wrong for asking the stupid ass hypothetical question in the first place and pressing Duval's dumb ass about it, knowing he was going to say something ignorant, and then propping Janet's book up like, oh, hey, I know she was just on our show, but here's an easy target for one of Duval's dumb ass jokes. So let me just use this woman who was literally just on the show talking about the shit trans people go through and her own experiences. And you were ignorant as fuck then, too. To just turn around and do it again. Like, oh, here's Janet Mock the punchline. Here's Janet Mock the joke. Like, this is a person, a real woman, who is talking about her experiences and the experiences that so many other girls like her have. And you just whatever. Just, oh, where's Janet Mock's book? So get the book for me. Hold it up. Just, ain't she cute? Nigga, what?
I was blown by the response they had on air. That was like, oh, basically they shouldn't be held accountable. And
for what they guests say, yeah.
Saying like they told him verbatim that he can't say that. And Charlamagne is talking about, I'm not going to apologize for the words of another man and all of this other stuff. So I said to myself, this is like, if you, the listener at home.
Okay.
If we had a guest come up on this show. And they are talking cash shit about your mama, right? Like, they're up on here basically saying, fuck your mama, fuck that nigga, I'll kill that bitch, and all of this. And me and Crystal are sitting up here like,
bitch, oh, wait, no, don't talk about killing people.
You cannot say that. No, you cannot talk about killing people's mama.
Oh, okay, well, I'm gonna just slap the shit out of his mama then.
No, here go her picture. You don't think she's pretty? Oh my God, bitch, you are so.
Oh, I love when we kill mamas.
Oh, my goodness. Like, this is great. I love when you come up here, bitch. You are so stupid. Where else you gonna be? Oh, my gosh. Yes. So funny. So then you at home, what I am saying.
Yes.
Is that you have no right to be upset with me. Because I said to him that he should not talk about killing your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was doubled over.
Cracking up. Charlamagne was cracking up.
Like, they were all laughing more than once. So,
yeah.
I don't understand how you really exhibited that behavior and then just came back like, well, we told him it was wrong. So, why y'all mad at us? Like,
nigga, because you sat there and co-signed it through your laughter, through your dumbass jokes, by encouraging him and allowing him to keep that conversation, that line of questioning going.
You kept it up.
All of y'all.
The fuck up. Like, yes. I said, he said, as soon as you said the word transgender, that nigga was like, nope. And then you brought it right back out of him. He went full force and y'all felt like y'all could be like, oh no, you can't say that. Oh, so what do you think about this? Like, why after he done already used slurs directed at transgender people, he's talked about killing them. He's misgendered people.
Yeah.
Why then would you feel like it makes sense to you and it's not a problem that you're causing to take a trans woman's picture that was on your show, making you look all prolific and like you have a social political point of view? Why would you think it made sense to then show this nigga that's already clearly shown his point of view when it comes to this, show him her picture and be like, don't you think she's pretty? You know that nigga's not gonna say yes.
Right.
You know what he's about to do.
You knew that. You knew he wasn't gonna be like, oh yeah, Janet Mock is gorgeous. Y'all knew that Duval was gonna react like that, and you laughed and encouraged it.
So I don't want to hear none of that shit about why we shouldn't be held accountable or whatever the fuck, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you are not the one who used this word or said that you would kill anybody. But we ain't going to sit up here and act like you weren't absolutely encouraging it and hyping, gassing that shit up.
Right.
No.
Because the only correct or okay response would have been like, whoa, nigga, hold up. That's not funny and that's not okay. You misgendering this girl and Charlamagne is just cracking up about it. The only response to that would have been, A, don't talk about her like that. She was just on the show. And I know she said this, this, this. But also, Charlamagne has been here before with the trans issue. And I know because I have worked side by side with Charlamagne's thick-headed ass trying to get him to understand just the very basics of, like, trans people are this and gender identity is this. And don't talk about people in these ways because that is mean and rude for these reasons. I know that I have sat down and done this with Charlamagne. I've watched trans men sit up on TV and try to educate Charlamagne. So, nigga, you knew better. For you to sit there and laugh and then act like, oh, well, y'all are just mad at me and I ain't even do nothing. And we might as well not even have guests if y'all just gonna hold us accountable for what they say. Nigga, we talking about the way y'all reacted. We talking about the fact that envy encouraged and egged on and created the situation in the first place. We talking about the fact that Angela Lee really was sitting in the cut, mostly silent, speaking up every now and then. But on the show Monday, she said, we've always advocated for equal rights for everybody, no matter their gender identity, and we've never been hateful and all this sort of thing. You don't get to call yourself an advocate for gender equality or gender rights and behave that way in the face of blatant and obvious and violent transphobia. Little Duval might think he's just joking, but again, real black trans women are out here being murdered all the fucking time, usually by cis straight black men. And so letting him say all this terrible shit without being checked only contributes to the society that already makes it really clear that we don't give a fuck about trans people, especially black ones. And for people who are always on the radio talking about Black Lives Matter and the movement and police brutality and all this other stuff, this is why trans people feel excluded from Black Lives Matter, because you say that and then you turn around and let a nigga who's talking about murdering trans women laugh and get away with it, and y'all are complicit in the whole fucking thing. You don't get to call yourself an ally. Ally is something that you do. You know who gets to call you an ally? The oppressed people that you claim to be down for. If trans people say, oh yeah, the Breakfast Club, Angela Yee, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, they've come a long way and they really care about trans issues and they're furthering the cause and spreading education, then you would be considered an ally. But y'all aren't doing that and nobody is calling y'all that. It was incredibly fucked up for y'all to give Little Duval's dumbass of all people the space and the range to say something that terrible. Again, to your millions of fucking listeners, a lot of whom took all that laughter and the jokes and the let's look at Janet's book and act like that's something to laugh about. They took all that and they said, yes, the next time I decide to be hateful towards somebody whose gender I can't quite place or somebody who is visibly trans or non-binary or whatever else, then I'm justified in being a dickhead. And you know how I know? Because look at how white people have been emboldened since Trump's campaign and being in office. Look at how many more attacks we're seeing from random fucking rednecks, people who normally would have sat down somewhere, but they see this hateful nigga in office and they feel like, okay, well, if the president can do it, I can do it. You niggas are leaders of the culture, whether you like it or not. Your actions matter to the people who listen and they have a greater effect. So no, it's not the same as some random person sitting back and laughing at trans jokes, even though that is just as wrong. Y'all just did it on this big ass stage where it impacts so many more people, and you really need to think twice and be a lot more fucking responsible about that. We are talking about lives. This isn't jokes. People are really out here fucking dying. So since y'all want a cookie for doing the bare damn ass minimum by saying, oh no, you can't say that. That's a hate crime. Okay, congratulations. Y'all actually corrected him when he talked about killing somebody. But in every other facet, you fucked up. And this bullshit excuse that he's given is illegal. It's not okay. You contribute to trans people feeling dehumanized and being dehumanized. And I don't see how y'all could sit back in the studio and laugh and be complicit in the whole thing and then be mad when people have a negative reaction.
Yeah, that did. It just.
You got thousands and thousands of people talking about that. If it was some regular, everyday Breakfast Club ignorant bullshit, the whole fucking internet wouldn't have gotten involved in it. But instead of actually saying, okay, let me see what these people are talking about. Oh, okay, that's a valid point. Oh, this too. Y'all immediately went on the defensive, like, well, if we're going to be held responsible for what other people say, then fuck that. And I'm not apologizing for no other man. Apologize for you. Apologize for the way you reacted. Apologize for the way trans people felt when they saw you cracking up laughing at your friend misgendering a woman who was just on your show. Apologize for that shit. Don't apologize for Lil Duval. Nobody has expectations of Lil Duval. What the fuck is that nigga even doing?
We didn't even expect him to be on the goddamn show. Like I didn't expect to have to ever hear anything about Lil Duval ever again.
Seriously, not since whatever video show that was he had on MTV2 or something. What was it called?
A Favor.
America.
And he was on something talking about,
I hate you.
He had the nerve to say, to basically say that because he's a comic that, you know, we just have, you know, we just speak our mind. And
yeah, he had just been talking about that.
And compared himself to Joan Rivers. Like Joan
and
Rivers
Bernie Mac
didn't continuously get flamed for saying ignorant, offensive shit.
Right. So, talking about, oh, well, I'm just a comedian. That's not an excuse.
Just because you're a comedian doesn't mean that you're not responsible for the things that come out of your mouth. That's what makes comedy, to me anyway, so exciting, is trying to find ways, find ways to still make things funny and have jokes exist in whatever realm without just shitting and actually absolutely destroying people. And of course, as a comic, it doesn't mean, plenty of people are unsafe in a way, you know, but just like recklessly shitting on a group or a community that is already tossed to the side and literally experiencing the things that y'all are laughing about right now for no reason.
Yeah.
That just, like, you can't come back afterwards and talk about, oh, well, we're just comedy people and that's what we do because we're funny. No, you've never been funny. Like, you are not.
But it's not a joke. A girl in Atlanta was killed earlier this week. A trans woman was killed. And there's a trans man named Kai Peterson who is in prison right now for murdering his rapist. There are, I think, what was her name? China Dupree in New Orleans a couple months ago. Like literally every 2 or 3 weeks, there's a new name of a trans person who has died because cis people don't know how to handle it. And y'all contributed to a culture that makes people feel like they are safe and okay and justified in treating somebody that way. So if you apologize, it should be for that shit. And if you want to be an ally or do better or want black people to feel like y'all are here for all black people, then learn from all the fucking feedback and backlash and do fucking better. Because all of y'all are capable of more than this. And it was just gross and awful. And I knew we said last week when Janet said she was going on the show, I said, nope, because I've tried. But I know that these niggas are probably still going to say something ignorant. And you did. But then you followed it up with something even worse. And I just want all three of y'all to do a better job. Thanks.
I guess that's just the read this week. Woo. I guess we're wrapping everything up.
All right. Ooh, and don't forget, fuck Tommy Lauren.
She's still alive? Like, why?
Not only is she still alive, but she's still on her parents' health insurance because of Obamacare. An Obamacare statute that allows her old ass to still be on her parents' insurance, but talking about how she wants to get rid of Obamacare and it's terrible and it's this, and how, oh, you fine with gutting the Medicaid expansion because that doesn't affect you, but the other parts of Obamacare, that's fine. Talking about, well, it's not that big of a deal, and if I got kicked off, then I could just go buy my own insurance. Then, bitch, why are you taking advantage of it now? Why are you taking advantage of it right now, then, you stupid bitch? If you hate Obamacare so much, don't use it. Buy your own insurance off the market or just die. Fuck you.
All right. Well.
So now we're all done.
I'm so excited to leave.
Woo. Check out thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at thisistheread. Also, Janet Mock wrote a really great essay and allure about this whole incident. So you should go listen to her, follow trans people, listen to their voices. Don't depend on us to get perspectives of their experiences.
Please,
because
God,
we are not trans. So go check out the trans people who are actually writing and speaking about this topic, because there's a lot of them and you niggas need some fucking education. So anything else, Kid Fury, this week?
You can go to Fury305 Live, I believe. No, that's not the website. It's Fury305.com, I'm sorry, to get tickets to my 305 Live pool party in LA on August 27th. If you're in the area or will be in the area, make sure you come out. It's going to be a good time. And I think that's all I've got. The Friend Zone has a show in London this weekend.
Woo,
so
congrats,
shout out to
friends.
Them. Have fun. That's all I got.
Thank you to Annapurna Pictures Detroit for supporting this week's episode of The Read. On a summer night in 1967, amongst the chaos of the Detroit Rebellion, a group of young people were detained by the Detroit PD inside the Algiers Motel. By the end of the night, three of them would be dead. Innocent lives were lost and an entire city changed forever. Go ahead and check out Detroit is premiering in theaters August 4th. That's this weekend. Check it out. Also, I was on Janet Mock's podcast this week, Never Before, talking about fun black girl stuff, being nerds who like to read a lot, and of course Beyonce. So thanks again, Janet, for having me on your show, and make sure you go check that out. Also, don't forget Insecurity with me and Fran every week, recapping HBO's Insecure and all the mess that's going on this show. It is so exciting and we love doing it, so check us out with the hashtag and the show. And I think that's gonna wrap it up for this week. Oh yeah, is there an acronym?
JBQ.
Just be quiet.
There you go.
Ha ha! We will see y'all next week.